think overall I probably preferred Mother. But, you know, it was good stuff. It's still sort of a good rocking tune, I felt, in every sense of the word. But it's time to relax and calm down and unwind just a little bit. Although it is a highly up-tempo number that we actually have this evening, I can reveal from the legend that is Michelle Monroe. How are you, Michelle?
Good evening, Alex. How are you?
Oh, very well indeed.
I have to apologise to anybody listening. I am not drunk. I have 28 stitches in my mouth.
Michelle, I've told you about these kung fu fighting exercises that you've been taking up recently. It's just not good. I mean, I know Debbie Harry is 65 and still rocking away like a good'un, but, you know, you're far, far, far many years before that, and just don't do it. You know, just relax.
I must calm down a little, I think.
I think so. It's very, very essential. For people who would like to access the bonus Michelle Monroe feature we did with Graham Harper and Shane Rimmer, of course, on Saturday ahead of the Middlesbrough Literary Festival, you'll be pleased to know that's actually online in the Michelle Monroe area of the southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com scenario.
So, doesn't seem long since I was on, does it?
Well, it's just... Well, actually, to be precise, it's about 96 hours, Michelle.
Well, there we go. And welcome to Becky, Jodie and Ashley.
That we always
say.
It's a full house.
Exactly. Well, as I say, Jodie has been one of our semi-regular correspondents from America over the last month or so. In fact, actually, it's Jodie's first official studio show.
Isn't it? Yeah. Is it scary?
Yes, quite scary.
The good thing is, this is how I always used to tackle it. Nobody can see you.
Yes, that's a good thing.
You know, you can have mismatched socks, no makeup. You know, it doesn't matter. Nobody can.
You've seen me today, obviously.
No, that's your normal look, Alex.
Exactly. Well, sorry. Of course, we will be taking part of the photo shoot, but that's been without Becky Schofield. Now Becky has arrived, we can actually do the glamorous photo.
Deliberately missed the photo shoot, Alex.
It's all good stuff. Now, as we said a few moments ago, it's a bit of an upbeat number that gone for today from that particular side of things. And it's also a remarkably brief number that we've actually got. So it's great stuff in so many delightful ways.
Well, it doesn't have to be long to be good. And the song featured on Siren today dates from my father's very first session at Capitol Records Studio in Hollywood on the 3rd of May 1966. He recorded four songs, only two of which would actually feature on his first album, which was This Is The Life. But this particular track would remain unreleased until nearly 40 years later. It actually came out on The Ultimate Matt Monroe in 2005. It was written by Harold Adamson with Jan Savitt and Johnny Watson. Adamson was a veteran songwriter from MGM's Golden Age, where he wrote songs for a great number of movies. Over the years, he collaborated with, among others, Burton Lane, Jimmy McHugh, Walter Donaldson, Victor Yon, and Duke Ellington. Now, this particular song, Alex, dates from the 1950s and is one of the very few he wrote that wasn't for a movie. Arranged by Sid Feller and produced by Dave Kavanagh, here's proof that no matter what's happening in the world outside, when you hear Matt Monroe, it's a wonderful world.
Wonderful world, loving wonderful you. It's a wonderful world.
Brilliant. Of course, the only thing about that, I have to say, Michelle, is you don't really have any time for a comfort break.
No.
Boom! You know, none of this kind of dubstep, well, let's put the album on, it's going to go for about 4.5 hours, you know, is
no,
it?
No, but you see, I usually play ballads, so occasionally one must put an up-tempo in.
That's
and
very
actually,
true.
Most up-tempos aren't full length.
It's very true, exactly, because of the pace. Ashley, you're our go-to man. I've officially appointed you Siren's go-to man when it comes to matters dubstep, because as Michelle said off air, dub what? And I can still sense the, you know, Becky, dubstep?
Yes, it's a type of dance music. Is it dance music?
Yeah.
Well, I know that. But what is it?
It's very underground and upcoming in like the last 5 years. It's really took off and been bought up by the new producers, like you've probably not heard of them, but like the likes of your Flux Pavilions and that lot.
Michelle and Flux Pavilions, they're like hand in glove.
I call them Flux, man. we're tight.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's so underground, Alex, so I've never heard of it. I'm getting old, that's what it is.
It's like Under the Tube and beyond. You know, it's fantastic stuff.
Yeah.
Genius. It's just interesting because clearly, you know, a lot of the producers, they have their particular design. What is it about it that appeals to yourself? Because it is, as we said, dance music and tempo and so on.
I'm not entirely sure. I think I like the sound. I think a good piece of music. I think.
If you had to describe it in a sentence so that people would grasp roughly what it is, how would you describe it?
One sentence. Very heavy bass lines at 140 beats per minute.
Fabulous. There you go, Alex. I know what it is now.
There you are. Fantastic. Jodie, any questions you want to put to Michelle?
You've caught her off guard, Alex.
Very unprepared, very unprofessional.
Come on, first time.
It's wonderful. When she was over in the States, I thought it was a satellite delay system. Now it's a natural pause.
My natural.
Becky.
I was just wondering, how would you describe your father's music? Like, actually, just had to describe dubstep. How would you, if someone wasn't listening to the music that we've just listened to, how would you describe in words?
Like a spoonful of honey gliding down your throat.
That's very good. I'm very impressed with that. Actually. Yeah, it links in well.
A whole bar of chocolate.
This is appealing to women here. I like it.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it is indeed, although I'm just...
In fact, there was a promotion that he did years ago when he was appearing at Talk of the Town for the Late Late Drink, which was Cadbury's drinking chocolate. And the idea was they would run this competition that the viewers would choose the 20 most tracks they would like on an album, and the top ones got voted, and that was the album that became the Late 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 Show. So, yes, that was for Cadbury's drinking chocolate.
Fantastic. In case you're wondering, Michelle, Joy Knight is Morris dancing.
Yes, well, with Daddy's floral dance.
Exactly. I know, exactly. Well, it's a different. I would play that for her next time around.
Do
I'm
you
sure.
do that every week?
What, the floral dance?
Yeah.
No?
No, Jodie.
Oh,
didn't you say she was floral?
Joy Knight. Joy Knight is not in the studio because she's Morris dancing. I don't know whether Jodie is even. Have you ever Morris danced?
I've heard of Morris dancing, but I've never been Morris dancing.
No,
I have to say.
I'd try and avoid it actually.
I've met Morris dancing.
Sorry, it's the anaesthetic. That's what it is.
Exactly.
I've lost some brain cells.
Dear, anyway, you'll be pleased to know that we're going live now to Shane Rimmer. We're still going to go live to Los Angeles to feature Phil Lernas. He'll be talking to us about his latest fantastic work in LA. So we keep the transatlantic thing going.
How did that go, by the way, at the festival?
Do you know, we had an audience of about 60. So was wonderful from that point of view. And heartily put together. Good. You mean you haven't looked at our Facebook photographs, Michelle?
I have had surgery, Alex. I've been rather busy.
Exactly.
But no, I mean, I would have loved half an hour with him. He sounded like he had a real interesting life.
From Thunderbirds to Pterodactyls and working with Matt Monro.
Well, and Graham Harper as well on the same bill.
Hey, well, we don't mess around, Michelle, when we're putting together quality stuff. That's why you're a regular on the show. It's the important thing.
Very kind.
Do you know, interesting, one chat this today said, oh, Michelle Monroe's on the show. Is she on a lot? I said, yes, every week.
They can't get rid of me.
Becky, would you like to ask Michelle those last two questions, please?
Have you had a reasonably interesting chat today?
Yes, thank you.
I'm out of practice. I used to do this all the time. It's been a year and a half.
You've still got it, girl.
Exactly.
Thank you very much. So can we look forward to having another telephonic chat with you in the near future?
Well, as I say, unfortunately, Alex cannot get rid of me.
It's fantastic.
Essential. It's in the contract. Michelle Monro, she will return.
I will. I'll see you next Wednesday on Siren 107.3 FM.